Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And a very good morning to our online guru, Barbara Friedman. Good morning to you, Bobs.
Morning, Kino.
So why hashtag Ringo was trending? ANC MPs wanted multi-award-winning singer and EFF MP Ringo Mdlingozi to sing in Parliament.
Yeah, so on a lighter note, seeing that we are bombarded with politics at the moment all day, it was quite funny. I mean, the ANC MPs always sing a lot during the breaks in the National Assembly, and were doing so with gusto, but it went on quite long. The secret ballot election for the Speaker, which, you know, the DA opposed, and so it went to secret ballot, which some people said was unnecessary, some people said it's their democratic right. Nevertheless, the break went on for a long time, and obviously the ANC MPs got a bit tired of singing, and so they called out to Ringo, who... Ringo Mdlingozi is a very popular award-winning singer in South Africa who was on the EFF list and has now been sworn in as a member of the National Assembly, the first award-winning musician to occupy a seat in the National Assembly. But, I mean, he wasn't very amused by the whole thing. You could hear Jackson Mtembo said, "Kula Ringo, kula," which means sing, Ringo, and another MP saying, you know, "While we please fill the gap." And he sat quite stoically in his seat, not very amused, I thought, when I watched it. And I looked it up and I saw that he actually said in the build-up to the elections, he said, "I'm going, if I go to Parliament, I'm going, I'm not going there to sing and entertain MPs." So I just thought that was quite funny that he'd said that a while ago. So there he was. And
it's a really
Twitter
cute story.
Obviously reacted, and they thought it was the way he ignored them was like, priceless.
It's a really cute story. And then just going to New York, hey, New York might make it legal. Oh, no, actually, before we go to that, let's go to Japan. Women in Japan. They're downloading DigiPolice, the country's anti-groping app. Tell me about that.
It is so interesting. I mean, it was created 3 years ago, but now they're saying there have been 237,000 downloads of the app, the police in Tokyo are saying. And how it works is you have the app on your phone, and if you're in the very crowded Tokyo trains is one of the places where there's a lot of sexual misconduct in these crowded places. Yep. If a person faces unwanted groping on a packed subway, they can activate the app, which either blasts a voice shouting, "Stop it," or produces a full screen message saying, "There is a molester, please help," which you can then show to other passengers. And apparently, I mean, they have hundreds of groping and harassment cases on trains and subways, and they're saying this is helping. I just think it's quite an interesting idea.
Jeez. We'll need an app that can disable whoever the person is, given some of
our to do that.
Anyway, now let's move on to New York. They might make it illegal to text while walking. Good idea.
Look, hello. It's a brilliant idea, and I'm raising it because I think it's a great thing to just think about. Mm. I mean, it's unlikely that the bill will be passed, say some of the politicians, but even the guy that's bringing the bill forward says sometimes just proposing the legislation is a reminder to people about the issue. But just in a nutshell, it would ban pedestrians from using portable electronic devices while crossing the road, with fines which would range from $25 to $250. It would include texting, checking emails, browsing the internet. Obviously, there'd be an exception for emergencies. But, you know, they're saying there that the pedestrian deaths have escalated in the last few years. And they're saying it could be to do with smartphones. I mean, I see it all the time when I'm walking.
Mm. But you know what we should also do is ban pedestrians from walking with headphones on.
Of course, exactly.
Because some of them just cross the road with reckless abandon. They get knocked over. And then it's someone else's fault. Mm-hmm. No, anyway, so maybe we should look at that as well. But Barbara, thank you. As always, some interesting stories there. Barbara Friedman with Bob's Wife.